Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Matthew chapters 13 to 15. God hates hypocrisy in our worship. We read in Matthew chapter 15 verses 7 to 9 like this. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Our Lord Jesus Christ had harsh words to speak about the scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem, who were the religious elite, who tried to find fault against the disciples of Jesus, who did not do the ceremonial cleansing before they ate food. Jesus bluntly told them that they were fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13, which says like this, therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men. Isaiah spoke of it of the men of that generation to whom he prophesied, yet Christ applies it to these scribes and Pharisees. These scribes and Pharisees professed to honor God with their lips, but their heart was far from him. Their worship was worthless because they were giving higher priority to the traditions of men than to the word of God. How were the scribes and Pharisees hypocritical in their worship? Number one, they drew close to God through empty words, showing to others their spiritual piety as they were professional worshippers of Israel. Number two, inwardly there was no love towards God. They just made their voices to be heard as a lip service. And number three, their hearts were far from God even during their motions of worship. Let us clearly understand that hypocrisy is a contradiction between our words and deeds. We show hypocrisy when we praise and worship God, but our hearts are not in our worship. We are eager to listen to God's word, but we do not do what God requires from us. We preach to others only and not to ourselves. God hates hypocrisy in our worship. Let us avoid it in all cost. We read in the epistle of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17 to 19 like this. As Apostle Paul says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness.